This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Boston Herald High School sports editor and also for the regional papers, Danny Ventura. Danny, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again this week.
My pleasure, Bill.
Danny, let me just ask you this question regarding a North Shore team, the St. John's Prep, obviously of Danvers, playing down at LaSalle Academy down in Rhode Island. You know all these schools around New England, all these big, powerful schools. This is LaSalle's one of those schools, right, that the Prep is playing this Saturday afternoon.
I mean, LaSalle, certainly, they must have issues getting games in their state, because this, I believe, is their third game in Massachusetts. I mean, I know they played BC High. Well, they definitely played BC High and lost to them. So I know, and I know they used to play CM a lot in the past.
Yeah. This game's down in the Providence area on Saturday.
Right.
Yeah, but
I mean, I would think, you know, going in, the Prep would have to be considered the favorite.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. All right, let me just jump. Andover-Methuen. Now, this is a game a lot of our North Shore teams kind of, have, little feelers here and there with the Merrimack Valley Conference, great football conference, and here's a game right in the conference, Andover-Methuen. This is a huge game already in that conference, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you got an Andover team that, lost a lot of guys from last year, including their two linchpins, Scotty Brown and Lincoln Beale. Yet they just reloaded with new names. They're 3-0 and playing really good football. You got a Methuen team who had a lot of high hopes. They've got the Easton brothers, Drew and Shane. They lost the opener at Lincoln Sudbury, but have bounced back with a couple of wins. And I think it's a statement game for both teams to show where they stand in the league. I know Bill Ricker had their statement win last week against Central Catholic. Now you've got these two teams this week squaring off.
All right. So you mentioned BC High a minute ago regarding LaSalle Academy out of Rhode Island. Let's find out, where do you think BC High is this year compared to other years in the Catholic Conference? And they're taking on Everett. You know, a team I'm hearing is not as powerful as some of the past Everett teams.
I think you're right. I think you're spot on there. BC High, the first 2 years under Ed Manti really, really struggled. But it seemed like toward the end of last year, things were starting to click. They finished the year 4-2, and that's clearly has carried over to this year with their 3-0. I mean, they've got two wins over Middlesex League teams, Reading and Woburn. But I think this will be a true litmus test for how far BC High has gone. And like you said, it's not the powerhouse Everett teams of John DiBiase's era. But they still have quality players. I mean, they have Christian Zamora, their top receiver, going to Boston College. And they do have talent in the skill position. But I think you're going to find out a lot about BC High this week. How far they've gotten and how much they've closed the gap between what I would call the big three of the Catholic Conference. Being the Prep, Severian, and Catholic Memorial.
Danny, I know that we cannot expect you to be, know everything about every team and every league, but we have an interesting matchup. At least I think it's an interesting matchup Friday night when Marblehead plays at Peabody. Marblehead winless so far this year, and they just haven't been able to put it together, but maybe they can Friday night in Peabody.
I mean, you probably have to go back a long way to find out. When the last time they started 0-3, and you got a Peabody team that you figured they would have maybe taken a step back losing Shea Lynch, but Eli Batista, I mean, he's a name. He's as good a player as you're going to find. I mean, he can play for any team in the state, and you saw last week. I mean, he was a nightmare. It's one thing that he catches passes, but he seems to do a little of everything last week. And it seems like this is what he's been, his MO this year. And he's just a terrific ball player.
Yeah, I saw them. I only saw them for the second half against Classical because I was at a game earlier that night a couple of weeks ago, whenever that was. And, they have that outside speed that good teams have, and they're pretty tough inside. I mean, you're right. They've lost a lot from last year's team. And they lost skilled players, receivers off of that team, like Danny Barrett and so on. I'm talking about Peabody, but Marblehead also lost a lot out of last year's team. So, at the early going, it seems like Peabody has put things together, and Batista's he's a game breaker, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, as we just said, he's the type of kid that he could play anywhere. People say, can he play Division I high school? He You know, you take the top teams in the Catholic Conference, he could play for any of those teams very easily.
All right, here's the, I want you to, this is why we love having you on, is to take a look at other places, South Shore, Metro West, wherever. Any other game or two, kind of, you know, a highlight or a big game here in Eastern Mass football?
Yeah, I think, this week it seems like, we try to geographically spread it out, because we don't want to overload one area. But this week it was very tough not to overload the South Shore. You know, you've got Abington and Norwell, a huge, huge game over in the South Shore League. Abington, the big story is Jim Kelleher, head coach. This is his 50th and final season on the sideline. And Norwell has struggled in recent years, but they seem like they've started to turn things around. So this will be a big test for Norwell to see how far they've come. You know, moving up into the Patriot League, you've got Hanover, who's undefeated and certainly opened some eyes by knocking off Duxbury in the opener. And they're playing Plymouth South, who's got two of the better running backs around. So it's going to be an interesting test there to see, Hanover, if they can keep that momentum going against a Plymouth South team that got knocked off last week by Whitman Hansen. So they're certainly going to be loaded, looking for revenge.
All right, Danny, I'm going to spring something a little bit different on you here. I'm going to ask you about college football and NFL football, but very vague general questions, because I know you follow both very closely. So college football, what stands out so far this year in college football?
Well, I mean, I've jumped on the Coach Prime bandwagon. I mean, how do you not? I mean, it's a huge story. And I know that, the bandwagon might have dropped off by a few members last week. But to me, that's the biggest story in college football. He's a charismatic guy. He's always been charismatic. He does it. He's always talked, but he's always backed up his talk. So, he's put some life into that program that had been really dead in the water. I mean, that's the biggest story. That's certainly one of the biggest stories that I've seen. And I think the one that's surprising on the other end is Alabama. They're still good. But they don't have that, star power that they've had in recent years. And I think they're beatable.
Beatable, Alabama. Okay. All right. There you go.
They've already lost once.
Yeah. All right. What about the NFL, Danny?
Well, I'm a big Lions fan, so I'm looking forward to tonight.
Oh, yeah. The Thursday Night Football. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you look at the early go. I mean, it's still tough. If you're staying with the local, the Patriots, they're 1-2, two tough games to open the season. Their defense certainly is good. The key is going to be, can their offense, I don't think their offense is going to be as good as their defense this year. I think if they can close the gap a little bit and get a little more out of their offense, I think they can make a run for a playoff spot.
I was talking with some guys earlier, and I was, I thought the game, in a way, the Jets game, was kind of a horrible game, to be quite honest with you, in some ways. But maybe the defense is part of the reason for that. Don't get me wrong. But, I do think Mac Jones does throw some nice passes at times. I mean, he puts it into coverage and has been connecting. I got to give him credit for that. I don't know how far they'll go. You're right with the offense, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think you were being kind when you said it was kind of a tie. It was a tough game to watch.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think Jones, I mean, certainly, I think, the things that drive you crazy is sometimes he throws those, 50-50 passes. It seems like, he's gotten caught several times, trying to, force it to Devontae Parker, and he's gotten picked off. I mean, I give the kid credit. I mean, he stays in there. I don't think there's, people can say what they want about him, but I don't think you can question his toughness, because he will take a hit to complete a pass.
The other thing too, Danny, I was thinking, we're so familiar back in the year with the Doug Flutie Hail Mary pass and so on, and right. Obviously the game ended on an incomplete Hail Mary pass by the Jets last week. But that guy, the Jet receiver, defensive back rather, down there, oh no, receiver, excuse me, down on the ground, I think that's a new way to play, Hail Marys, is put a couple of guys right on the ground, because that's where the ball will come last. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, because you look at, and Kyle Duggar did what you're always taught to do, is knock the ball down. And he knocked it down, but he almost knocked it right into the hands of Randall Cobb, who, you know, that turned out, that was, I mean, it would have been a tough catch, but it was not an impossible play to make. But like you said, he was down there.
He was. He started on the ground when the ball was batted down, and that's the place to be, right?
Well, the ball's coming down, and you just never know.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Put about 4 or 5 guys down on the ground, kind of like a, you know, a tablecloth down there.
Have one big guy up trying to, you know, block a few. Because unless you're really blatant, they're really not going to call anything there. So you could probably get away with, you know, tugging a shirt or something here or there, as long as you're, you know, discreet about it.
I suppose the more conventional thinking would be to put more guys down there that could actually catch the ball in the air above the shoulders. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's probably the thinking.
I mean, not everyone can be Lonnie Hill, right?
Yeah, and I don't think too many people will take my football wisdom too far. That's for sure.
You and me both.
All right, Danny, anything else you want to share with us? I'm not expecting anything big here, but anything else you want to share with us?
Not yet, but I think, you know, I think we're going to get to the point in the next couple of weeks where we're going to start to see a lot of storylines everywhere. I mean, the Catholic Conference, I think in the next week or so, you'll start to see, you know, the big games, you know, the prep, you know, prep CM Zavarian. And BC High going in there and see, you know, if BC High has closed the gap.
You know, I got one other thing. I'm kind of sharing it with you in some ways because I know you, like I said, you cover all these different leagues, but I got to think up here on the North Shore, I've actually think we've had some nice matchups at league versus league in different games, obviously not league games. But there's one thing in the Northeastern Conference. There have been a number of teams, Danny, and you know it better than anyone, the last few years that have not been good in the Northeastern Conference. But I think now, I'm not saying they're all good teams, but the floor, if you will, has come up quite a bit. I mean, you got Gloucester and Salem both 3-0, and Salem with some impressive wins.
Yeah, I mean, Salem, you know, I mean, they've certainly turned things around. They, you know, pretty impressive the way they've played so far. Gloucester, you know, Gloucester, the same thing. You know, I mean, I know they bet, you know, they Gloucester, I don't know if the numbers are as good as they've been. But, you know, coach has done a good job there. And, you know, same thing in Salem. I mean, Salem, you could start to see it last year that, you know, they're starting, little by little, they're starting to get better.
Yeah.
And then you get the teams like Winthrop. I mean, you never want to play Winthrop. Because even when they don't have talent, their kids are very tough. They play tough all the time. And this year, they've got some talent. So it makes them even tougher.
Let me drop two other names. You just mentioned Winthrop, so that's one of the two, and I've seen them twice. I'm very impressed with Winthrop. And then there's Saugus, a team that I saw last week beat Lynn Tech, and they're 3-0 on the year and playing host to Swampscott on Friday, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a good time. I know the schedule has not been as strong as, you know, with Saugus, but you know what? They're winning. Those are games that they weren't winning in past years. So, you know, hopefully it's starting to turn things around, and I know Swampscott is not, you know, your Steve Dombrowski, Bush, Swampscott teams, but still, it's still Swampscott. It's a huge, that'll be a big test to see how far they've come. I mean, they win that game, boy, I'll tell you.
Yeah, absolutely, right. All right, Danny, great stuff. Always good talking with you, and hopefully we will talk again very soon.
Absolutely. You take care.
You too. Thanks. Danny Ventura with us from the Boston Herald here on MSO, newsports.com.